I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome to the podcasts where I try to help you understand English a little better so you can be, so you're able to talk, communicate and make that communication effective with native and non-native speakers. So we do all do this with the help of some podcasts and today's podcast hopefully is no exception. We're going to look at phrasal verbs, expressions connected with the family, everything you need to know about children and yourselves in a hopefully entertaining way. So let's start. So the first one I have, first expression, to get round someone. To get round someone. Well, this is to persuade someone to let you do or to let you have something. And usually do this by using flattery. So you try to get round your father by telling him, oh, he's great, he's wonderful. Oh, by the way, can I borrow the car? Or you try to get round your mother to allow you to go to the disco. Okay, so to get round someone, to persuade them that they should let you do something. To take after someone. Well, of course, when children are born, we immediately want to try and identify which member of the family they most resemble. So to take after someone is to resemble a member of your family, both in appearance and character, or just in appearance, or just in your character. Or you're just like your father, or you look like your mother, you take after your grandmother. Number three, to tell someone off, usually for doing something. This is to reprimand, usually a child, to speak to them severely because they have done something that they shouldn't have done. Played football in the house, broke the windows, damaged the flowers, whatever it might be, we tell them off for doing something that we didn't want them to do and that they shouldn't do, so to reprimand them. To look up to someone. Well, when we look up to someone, we respect and admire that person. We have a very good opinion of them, and we usually listen to what they say, or we seek them out to get their opinion on what we should do, perhaps in our career. To bring someone up, well, to bring someone up is to raise that child, him or her, to look after that child until they are an adult and where they can look after themselves, and to try and instill in them some particular beliefs, attitudes and approaches to life to make them a better person. So to bring someone up. Our parents brought us up, or he was brought up by his grandmother. To get out of doing something. Well, we all like to get out of doing something sometime, and that's to try to avoid having to do something, to avoid cutting the grass. Oh, I have a bad back today. I don't think I can do the grass. Oh, is that the time? I really need to go to the supermarket. Can I do the dishes later? Or perhaps you can do them when I go to the supermarket. So to try and avoid something, to get out of doing that particular thing. To get through to someone. Well, we've all had experiences of this when we tried to tell our children what they should do, but they just don't listen. Yeah. So when we try to get through to someone, we try to succeed or make them understand the meaning of what we are saying. Oh, I just can't get through to that child. Means I have a problem trying to get the child to understand exactly what I want. So, to get through to someone, to make them understand or to succeed in making them understand exactly what you mean. Often used in the negative, I just can't get through to him. Yeah. Oh, I wish I could get through to him, meaning I wish I could make him understand. To grow up, well, when people grow up, they become more adult and mature. Oh, why don't you just grow up? Often used by my parents to me, I think, in the past. Why don't you just grow up? I wish he would grow up. So when we do grow up, we become adult, more adult, and hopefully more mature. To get away with something, well, when we get away with something, we succeed in getting away with some little bit of mischief, like stealing the last biscuit or robbing the apple from the orchard. So we escape being punished for something that we did. So, oh, don't tell Mum, I think I got away with it. So you came in late and then you had intended, and instead of being home at midnight, you were home at 2 in the morning, but everybody was asleep. So I think I got away with it. So to escape that sort of punishment. And then finally, to look back on something. Well, when we look back, it's to reflect on how our life was and how things turned out. Okay, so when you reflect, you have good memories, yeah, and you can think about something that happened in the past, good or bad, yeah. So to look back on our childhood is the phrase we often use, to look back on our school days as being, as people continuously tell us, the happiest days of our lives. Okay, so there's our phrasal verbs and expressions connected with the family. Hopefully you've enjoyed that. And as always, if you wish to contact me, well, you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com, where I'm always happy to get your feedback, get your input, and include it where I can in future podcasts. Okay, well, as I said, you can contact me when you wish. And as always, thank you for listening, and join me again soon.